WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
No longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. See who we got today or what we're doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo!
I love you all so much.
Adam and Eve.
We can see you now.
I know. And thank God.
Yeah. That's generally the response we get from everybody, but we keep it clean.
Hey, you don't know, babe, when you hold me and kiss me slowly, it's the sweetest thing. And it don't change. If I had it my way, you would know that you are. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's going. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. Oh, I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far, your lightning can move it. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, best part.
Is the sunrise? And those brown eyes, yes, you're the one that I desire. When we wake up and then we make love, it makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, best part. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? tell me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you
love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Hey, everybody, how you doing? How you doing? Welcome to the basement. My name is Javon, and you are in the basement with Javon and Therese. Therese will be coming on soon. And sorry I was a little late, but, you know, life happens. And if you're watching on Facebook, please run on over to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio. And check us out there, like and subscribe.
Somebody loves you.
If you start feeling down, lift your head up off the ground. Go on and count your blessings. Somebody loves you.
Don't you know that?
Whatever the problem is at all,
hey,
don't hesitate to call.
Oh.
There's nothing better than somebody loves you.
I needed something to help me to give up. A friend told me I've been hard on myself, giving everybody else love, but never filling me up. Working day and night, blowing my mind, burdened down to the bone. You came along, said I didn't have to do it on my own. You said,
if you start feeling down, lift your head up,
lift your head up,
go on and count your
go on.
Somebody loves you.
Don't you know that?
Never the problem is at all.
Call me.
Don't hesitate to call. There's nothing,
nothing.
Somebody loves you.
Somebody loves you. Open your eyes and think of the treasure we could find together. Rising, I got your back, 'cause I know that you got mine. We've only just begun. There's gonna be more to pay. But it ain't about how fast we can make it. Everybody's got to run the race. Oh, oh, oh.
If you start feeling down, lift your head up, walk your round. Go on and count your blessings. Somebody loves you.
Don't you know that?
Yeah, but the problem is at all.
Don't
hesitate to call. There's nothing better than somebody loves you.
Somebody loves you, yeah.
Somebody loves you.
I want you to know I love you.
Whatever the problem is at all, don't hesitate to call. There's nothing better than somebody loves you.
Somebody loves.
Somebody loves.
Somebody loves you.
Somebody loves you.
Tell them one more time.
Somebody loves you, yeah. If you start feeling down, lift your head up off the ground. Go on and count your blessings.
joining me and chilling with me until Rez comes through. Obviously, I was a little late. That gives her a little bit of time, you know, because I sent her link a little late. But she will be joining us tonight. I want to thank you for joining me. Let me just say that I had an unhappy day at work today. So being here makes me feel so much better. And when I see that you're here with me, it lights me up. It really does. It just turns everything around. And with that being said, let's see. Wait a second. It don't start there. It's not how the song starts. The song is supposed. You know what? Actually, Rezzy just came through, so let's say hi to Rezzy, and then I am going to play your song, LaVon, once we bring Rezzy Poo through. How about that? Let's do that first. What's up, Rezzy Poo? How you doing?
Happy Hump Day, first of all. Clean up, woman? That's what we doing?
Yeah, that's what we doing, because that's what she wants.
She wasn't alive and clean up, woman.
You know, we can't help it. The youngins, you know.
My grandmama, their mama was listening to that song.
You know, what you going to do? The youngins listen to the show. You know, they hang around they grandmas, and you know. So
that's a good old dose of elders never did anybody any harm.
You know, it ain't hurt nobody. And with that,
I raised from my elders.
Let's do it.
A clean up woman is a woman who gets all the lovely girls leave behind. The reason I know so much about her is because she picked up a man of mine.
Yes. That was nice for me to
So thank you so much for that request. I appreciate it. So
how
are
you
doing, Rezzy? How are you?
You know, I'm in a very introspective week.
Mm.
That's how I'm doing, you know. All good stuff, you know.
Okay. All right.
I like to think that you have lessons and blessings, and there's no negative vibe, just very lessons and blessings, and that's where I'm at.
I dig that. I kind of feel you on that. Today was one of those days too for me, but I'm worn out. I'm just.
Today is 2-2-2-2.
Yes, it is.
So all my numerology folks, have y'all looked at those twos today?
Yeah, what does it mean in numerology? Like, what's the significance? There must be something, right? All those
mm-hmm.
twos, it's got to be something.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the never?
What's the never?
It means it's got to be funky. Now, I'd like to know if anybody does know. Where's Mrs. Matthews? She normally would know something, but she's not on yet. She's enjoying it.
Yeah.
But we can circle back to that if she comes up. That's interesting. If anybody, Miss DJ, LaVon, anybody, Sharon.
Well, the number 2-2-2-2, 4 twos,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a representation of harmony and serenity. The angels are trying to tell you that you must achieve some sort of equilibrium in your life. The angelic number 2-2-2-2 is a good sign of things to come for you. It's a sign that you're about to enter a period of peace and stability. Amen. Okay. So if you've been experiencing any kind of waves and you believe in angel numbers and neurology, then that's what that means. He's about to. Don't mean the end. So, you know, and it indicates that you need to choose a path and stick to it. So if you've been vacillating, 2-2-2-2, just means that you need to choose a path and stick to it.
You got to play that number. That's true, right? How about that? That's true.
That bow leader. Yep, that too. If my grandmother was living, she would have called me up like, Missy, you got to play that number.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, it's interesting that I always find, you know, I'm not a big number player, but I always try to play my birthday, and it's always sold out.
Mm. How does a number run out?
It sells out, yeah.
You mean in the street? Not
no.
like at the lotto. At the lotto?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that means a lot of people are
something significant about the combination of numbers, the four digit.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very interesting. I've never heard of a number being sold out.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised, I guess. I don't know if it's pleasantly, but, you know, so what I started doing is you could play numbers in advance, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is I would play it, like if my birthday was on a Friday, I would go on Monday and play it for that date in advance. Because on that day, you can't get that number if you're not, like, I don't know at what point it sells out. I don't know that part of it, but, yeah, they do sell out.
Interesting.
Exactly that bolita. Yeah.
Very interesting, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, won't sell. I'm sorry, that number is gone. What? How many people are buying 10-11? What the hell is happening? But it's significant for something.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
So, you know, I was looking through stuff today. And I kind of had a thought about, you know, all of this political stuff. You know, now I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but every time I think about something political now, Javon, you know, you're in the background of my head. You are.
I don't want to be there for that. Here, let me give you something else to think about.
Good Lord.
Anything but the political, okay? You don't, okay, let me ask you this. You don't hear Chaka Khan and think of me?
See, Chaka held a lot of significance prior to.
I got to do better.
I found out that the doctor I'm always arguing with, we have an odd brother-sister thing, is a Libra, 10-8. Odd brother-sister thing, that's funny. And what, pray tell, may those arguments be about? Is this a professional colleague? Someone that you connect with? What, pray tell, are you arguing about?
Or is it the head shrinker?
She didn't know what kind of doctor. She just said
the doctor. She's a, no, LaVon, probably a head shrinker.
A psychiatrist. So, you know, I got a question for you. I don't know if you know, as of late, well, I don't know if you've been following the Cardi B trial.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well,
not at all. What is it about?
Well, this particular trial, and I'm going to use the term allegedly based on the significance of the trial, but Cardi basically sued this popular blogger for defamation, and I think there are a few other things tagged in there as well. And this was after, you know, the blogger allegedly put out a lot of negative content for a number of years, and some of the content was not true. And as a result, she did significant harm, and Cardi sued her, and Cardi won. And she won quite a bit of money, pain and suffering and, you know, whatever else was attached to that in the millions, you know. And she's, you know, popular on YouTube. And she gave a statement that someone sent to me. And, you know, I don't follow her, but the statement that she put out right after the verdict came, which she, I guess, intends to appeal, the statement that she gave was so, in my opinion, harmful and void of responsibility. And she tied that into her First Amendment right. And, you know, and it's interesting that we have a culture in this country where we think celebrities that, you know, people that we deem celebrities aren't human, you know. So it's one thing to talk about her song, her record, or whatever she did publicly for your entertainment. Maybe she was in a show or something, you didn't like it, blah, blah, blah. You didn't like her album, whatever you're giving. But when you start attacking the person, and yeah, there's some people out there that says, oh, well, you're a public figure. This is what you, this is what comes with it. I don't believe things like defamation. And I don't believe that things like people have the right to just make up shit as they go along, you know, and because you have millions of followers and you start spewing that, you know, out and you have no proof. And, you know, like it's all that stuff. And I don't know what she alleges she has or doesn't have. I really don't care. I just think it's overall mean-spirited, you know, and if that is how, you know, and that's beyond your First Amendment right. You know, your First Amendment right, yes, is freedom of speech, but when your speech causes harm, because, you know, again, you can't be mad at our former president, you know, and then do the shit you did, you know, because how do you see harm in his statements, but you don't see harm in yours? Then you want to talk about freedom of speech, you know. I think that there's some responsibility to the freedoms that we have. And I think that, you know, a lot of times Americans are super spoiled because we have a lot of luxuries that other places don't have, you know. And when you use your powers for ugly or malice or whatever the case may be, and again, like I don't follow this young lady, but some of the trial I did based on the content, you know, and some of the things that I heard that you know, she said on her platform, and some of the things, it goes beyond, entertainment, you know. There's a thin line between entertaining and harming someone, you know. Because there's nothing stopping anybody from doing the same thing about you or someone you love, you know. And I think that as a society, there's always going to be a lot of people that are miserable in their skin that subscribe to that kind of behavior with no accountability or responsibility about what you're doing, you know. And then there's a she calls, and I know we have our chatterboxes, you know, loving them dearly. But, you know, the other piece is, like, this is for years, you know. I happen to agree everything you said, LaVon, everything you said. And, well, she gave it away, Alyssa, took that black woman's money. That's what happened. She gave it away. Because when you do that, it's like, then you tend to wonder, why am I the focus of so much of your stuff? And then you want to talk about, you know, I have the images and things like that. I'm sorry, that written statement that she read before she walked off the, you know, goodbye, she walked out of her chair and left her mic kind of there, was just so.
Who left what?
She gave a written statement. She was talking on her platform. And, you know, and why somebody chose to interrupt my day with this mess, I don't know. But of course, because of who sent it, I watched it. I said to myself, this is like painfully narcissistic. And then it's trying, and whoever wrote it, you could tell that they were reaching beyond their scope, because it was tied up into so much rhetoric, and even up to and including mentioning the First Amendment rights and how, you know, you should be able, and you're doing this, and you're championing
the
cause. Come on, lady.
So you said you think of me when political things in the back of your head. Is this the article you were talking about that you thought, or this was the thing that was going on that made you think of me?
No.
Something else?
It was Mr. Biden.
I haven't been paying attention. I've been working, so I don't know what's going on. But I will say, in terms of what you are talking about now, that is not it is not within her constitutional right. It is not First Amendment right to defame someone, to commit libel or slander. That's against the law, and that's what she did. So Pop is not here, so I did it. I got the definition of defamation includes slander and libel. Libel is the act of defaming another person through writings such as newspapers, other publications, articles, blogs, or social media posting. Slander is the act of making a false oral statement about the character of or professional standing of another person. Anything that you put out there that causes harm in a public way can be sued for it. You cannot slander. You cannot defame by libel. You know, you can't put out articles, newspapers or blogs.
And here's the thing. It wasn't even like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's like, it's different from having, and one of the points that, you know, my friend who sent it, I was trying to make is, you know, they've had this rival. I said, listen, you are reporting about this allegedly about what you believe to be in this woman's life with your alleged sources and whatever you claim you have. And one of the things you fucked up and did was talked about something medical. And, you know, unless, you know, like, you know for sure, and even then you got to be careful about what you put out, because there are such things as HIPAA laws that do apply to people's medical information. Now, you
understand. Well, the HIPAA law, you know, if I see you and I say Therese had, I don't know, finger snatching surgery, that makes no sense. But let's just say I said that. And let's just say you did or you didn't. That wouldn't violate a HIPAA law, because I don't have any firsthand medical information. Like, I don't have access to your medical records. I'm just taking a guess, and I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. However, if I work in a hospital and I know for a fact that you had finger snatching surgery,
I'm being roundabout about it
yeah,
because
yeah.
what she actually said, she put out there, rumored out there that she had a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh,
and she, and in
that's
that,
nasty.
You know,
that's claims, nasty.
That's just foul.
That's nasty.
Know?
Why are you going to do that? See, but
and kept doing it, you know, and unfortunately, you know, from what I allegedly heard, that, you know, it's like, bam, here's my medical report. Do you, okay? So now I don't give a shit who your sources were, you know, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have to do this. And what you've done is not only affected me, you've affected my family with this information. You know, like there was a situation where she was posting a picture or a video or something, and she was kissing her daughter. And then, you know, there were the comments on the, how could you kiss your daughter with, you know, like all this crap. And it really caused her, you know, a great deal of duress. And, you know, I heard it wasn't even a question that she was found liable. And this is just what they released to the public. But, you know, you can get any kind of document you want under FOIL, Freedom of Information.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, my platform, my idea about social media, about blogging, podcasting, whatever it is that you put out there in the world, it should be something positive. If I don't like a celebrity or something that they did or said or what my impression, I don't have to speak about them. I don't have to give them any airplay. And I'm not going to try to boost myself up by making up rumors and telling lies or even telling nasty truths about people. I just leave you the fuck alone. See,
like,
that's me. You nasty? Nope.
You know, there have been often times that people will say stuff because they get in their feelings. And, you know, I say all the time, you know, there's a thin line between your feelings and what's actually going on, you know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we all have feelings, you know. And Cardi playing in the jungle for a long time. It's not a question of her innocence or guilt. It's just, you know, coming from the perspective of people who do media, you know, and people who are human and have feelings attached. I just don't have the right to just get on and say anything I want to say about somebody, good, bad, or indifferent, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and particularly if it's not connected to me in any way. Like if I got on and, you know, now I came on talking about something in my experience and this is what occurred to me, keep it on you.
Right.
But she does, that's not what she does. She reports.
If it's fact, then you can't do that. That's illegal. That's slander. You can't do that. And that's why she sued and she won.
LaVon, get out of my head. Yeah, it just kind of made me think, wow, okay, so you have zero responsibility and you're just going to throw it all under the First Amendment? That's what we're going to do, girl? All right.
Yeah.
Sit down.
You know, I think as a celebrity, you know, it's a slippery slope. Because you need press. I think press is always good. Good press or bad press is good. However, you don't want there's always being public, period. Not even being a celebrity, being public, being on social media, even doing this podcast, you put yourself in a position where there are some nuts out there. Hopefully, I mean, I think the bigger you are, the less. Well, that's not true because people get killed by nuts. I was getting ready to say, but you know. But then again, being shy, you get killed. That's why be worthy of the damn bullet that's coming to get you. You fabulous, be fucking fabulous. You know, this girl was out there spreading lies. She got sued. She lost, as she should have. Period. The end. I mean, I just don't think anybody should be out there, you know, telling nasty rumors about people. Life is hard enough. Find something positive to do. Human
harm
versus
harm.
Social. Wait, say it again?
Harm is harm. Yeah. You know?
Human
and harm is not, and harm, you don't necessarily define somebody else's harm, you know? Someone says, you do what, you could tap somebody with a feather. If they say, ouch, don't hit me, that hurts.
Exactly.
You have to honor that. You don't get to determine what harms somebody and what doesn't once you've been told.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, there have been some warnings. Listen, could you stop? There have been, you know, there's some warnings in
yeah,
between.
Yeah, well, then she asked for it. She asked for it. And you know what? Quite frankly,
I'm, go on to try to be this martyr that you're not, and then talk about images and, you know, we and this and that, but you call your audience the winos. And most of the, in some of the content that you put out, you're clearly inebriated doing it.
You know what?
And you tell people, I'm drunk.
But you know what?
That's what you talk about. And then you went on and talked about him. Come on. You know, we're talking
but
about
But you know
glass.
What? Some people are attracted to that. And guess what? I don't want to give her any traction. I'm not, I've never heard of her up until now. And I'm not trying to celebrate that. So,
no, we're not. What I'm celebrating is the fact that Cardi won the suit, and it is a painful lesson, but a lesson nonetheless, you know, and it is what it is. But it's important, you know, because I think in that there's a goodness that is always going to prevail, you know, and it's actions and deeds. And if you got issues, please go get some help. Because they only get worse the older you get.
A lot of times when people commit slander or libel and or libel, they have an opportunity to fix it, to turn it around and say, oops, my bad, to retract. Because that's the first thing, you know, where you offer the opportunity to retract your statement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were offered that opportunity multiple times and you opted to keep, you know, selling the bull, like the last president did, you know, and
right.
continues to do. He's still out there. It's fixed. It's fixed. Motherfucker, mm-hmm. we on to the next one, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then you get – you reap what your hand sows. You reap, mm-hmm. you know. And you know, I don't wish anybody any harm. And like you said, harm is harm.
Harm is harm.
Yep. So I found this in my digital music box. But Cardi learned from her own legal troubles how to handle it. Well, if you're going to have legal troubles, you should learn something from them.
There you go. Right answer. If you learn something, then it's a good deal.
That was a good deal.
When you don't learn,
yep.
you know.
One of your buds. Yeah, let's just do this.
Cash flow, like Castro, fast though, don't last though. Would you let the mask go, feds, don't let that ass go. Probing on your trail since undercover surveillance. Your man in jail since he won up to assailants. See the lessons, the less expression. Time is stressing, no depression. Minds advance like suggestions. No dirt where you be at, see before you react. It's the pain to seek that, quick to bring the heat back. Made moves wrong, forces gone, your thing is passed on. Still reminiscing about the days you was on. Fall late, hard late, get money all day. Flip your fall break, go out the hard way.
Yes, 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 to your people.
Shout out to Marquee and Dana Dane. That's what's up.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Found that in my, I was going to say my mental Rolodex, but yeah, it's in there. It's in there.
So funny, folks always think Marquee is new to this. Oh, no. And she's written a lot of stuff for folks that y'all thought was there. She's done a lot of ghostwriting and stuff and features and stuff. She's a dope-ass MC. Shout out to Marquee.
And the Queen Pen. God, I didn't even think of that name for a minute. Hope she's
Queen
good.
Pen?
Hope she's good. Yep, the Queen Pen.
Queen Pen?
Yep, yep,
yep. Shout out to Anise Crowd. Shout out to the Queen Pen.
Yeah, so what was the thing? Let's get it over with. What is it?
According to her, anxiety, depression, from what I see, she consistently fails to perceive effectively plan to address the triggers or analyze the results. Yep. I have to say I agree there, but I wanted to go back to something.
Who y'all talking about?
Missy J said.
Y'all talking about Cardi B? Or are you talking about this other young lady? You don't know?
I was trying to go back to where I saw I was going to stick a pin there, and I think it was something Misty was saying.
About what?
Let's see.
About she's been in the jungle?
No, that's way up. It depends on what she was in therapy for.
Oh, okay.
I happen to agree with this, though.
Thank you, Misty J, because it's nice to know what and who we're talking about here. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. You know, it's sometimes people, you know, like, how do I say this? Gingerly.
Just say it. Don't say it gingerly. Say it.
No, because it's important that it, you know,
say
I
it,
don't.
Say it Teresa-ly. Teresa.
That could be a couple of ways.
How about this?
Right.
I know what. Well, I know.
But this is again, you know, this is part belief, part therapeutic training. I'll just leave it at that. But mostly belief that, you know, if you are in therapy and you are committed to your wellness, and even if it's your first time going, I think that you will be open and honest, but you will still see the world through the lenses of your experiences and sometimes through the traumatic experiences, right? So it's important that you tell the truth and not, you know, the truth that, you know, clearly if you could tell your own truth and do your own stuff, you wouldn't need a therapist, right? But you're still going in hopes to whatever has caused you blockage to get some freedom there, right? So in order to do that, you have to do the work. And the work means that you have to create your safe space with a therapist that you trust and go in, you know, go in. And hopefully if you don't know what going in means or if you have never had the experience of going in, sometimes it can be a painful journey. And, you know, and most people don't want to touch a hot stove. But the reality is you may have to touch it to be able to cure yourself or help heal whatever those blockages are, traumas are, you know. Sometimes we have created a life that we have managed to set ourselves up to avoid things, you know, and what happens when you do that is that you don't avoid them. They eventually live in your cellular walls of emotions and you start acting and reacting them out and you see things through the lenses of your pain and trauma. And that becomes your norm. That becomes your norm. And there's no way to love that, pray that, wish that away. You're going to have to do the hardcore work. And honestly, it's no way around it but through it. You know, but I promise you, if you do the work and you're committed to your wellness and you heal that little boy or girl or that situation or come to terms and peace with it, that's a certain freedom that you will never experience until you do. You know, it will change your life when you have the right foundation for healing and you step into that. You look like you ate a duck on camera. What was that?
I think
that's why.
Are you talking about me, Alisa?
Javon, that moved frightened. Freedom, that's a word. Phew. Yeah, freedom, because, you know, you'll be, have you ever, I'm trying to relate a feeling that's almost as a matter of fact, and this is going to sound super bizarre, but I bet y'all be able to relate to it. Have you ever woken up in the morning and gone to the bathroom, your first squat of the day after waking up? And you know that feeling of, now you still may be sleepy. I know this happens to me, so I can't be the only one.
Are you talking about poop?
No, not poop. Just the relief. Like when you first get up in the bathroom, if you have to use the restroom and you go in there and you sit down and you're like, that's what you like in lighten. That's the physical feeling of lightening the load of things that you've been carrying. It's an you know, it's a, you know, it's a. I'm trying to give it some levity, but it's an it's just a, you know, and then you'll say, you know, then you if you're lucky, because, you know, I can only speak from my experience in this, but I tell you something, therapy changed my life, my perspective. It you're the first P. Well, you know, just, you know, it really is. I have blunted effects. I speak like a gladiator when I reference treatment. Yeah, man. It. I'll tell you something. When you have somebody, and I happen to have, shout out to Jay, I happen to have had my first therapist. I was very blessed into getting someone who was cutting me off at every corner I turned to, was giving me left jabs. You know, what I mean by that is really provoking me to think past my pain, think past associated traumas, speak past some things. Once upon a time, you know, I didn't want to, you know, there was a shame in naming that it was there. You know, you try to pretend like shit ain't happening when it is, you know, you try to pretend like, okay, you know, I'm good. Yeah, so, you know, this is, you philosophize out of whatever it was when you know it really, really hurt your feelings or really, really caused you pain. Or you make excuses for the person that, if it was a person involved, you make excuses for whatever happened, you know. Or when you learn different, in my case, intellectualize the fact that it did happen, you know. Well, this is what it is. It hurt people, all of the stuff that you connect to. But the bottom line is this shit sits in your emotional cells and it causes harm. And it causes things that, I'm going to keep it on me, and I'm not saying this is for anybody else, but if you find yourself making excuses for your own life, it's not okay. Yes, it's just really not okay, and you deserve to be able to have that. Give yourself that freedom. Allow yourself that. Give yourself permission to have that freedom. That wall. Mm-hmm. If my therapist doesn't curse at me, we haven't really broken any ground. Well, it depends on if, okay, so, you know, and that's not, you know, I mean, everybody, there's different methods for different things. I have not, you know, depending on, it depends. You know, I can't even say that would surprise me, but it depends, because if cursing is your safe space, then I'm wondering, was it cursing involved in some trauma, or was it cursing involved in some pain? Is that the norm? You know, because you just deserve to be all loved up and filled with glee. You know, we really do. However that comes, you know. And sometimes, you know, people that are broken and full of their own experiences that have a hand in raising us or have a hand in, you know, guiding us, or perhaps it was some trauma that happened from somebody you didn't know, you know, or maybe someone you dated, you know, or it can come all kinds of ways. It can come in your adulthood, it can come in your childhood. But that childhood shit, man, you know, and then you know, you gotta get through it, you know. Gotta get through it. Nah, I just like the word fuck, and I'm used to fucking with people. Okay. We're going to do what you missed me. My favorite bad word, really? Okay. Or do you just enjoy? They're on fire tonight. And it's quick. Did they speed this chat up? Because I'm hearing back, boom, boom, boom. That's hilarious. Do you have a favorite curse word, Javon?
It could be fuck. Yeah, probably fuck.
Really? Never thought about that.
Yep, probably fuck. It's so good for so many different emotions and expressions. I mean, a good fuck will take a conversation in, you know, a good way.
Do I have a favorite curse word? Well, I probably have to know what my go with my default then. I don't know.
What's that?
It would be probably the same, I think.
Fuck, or, yeah. It's a good one.
But as of late, you know, I think this is because I've seen the video so much. I just go, what the hell? What the hell?
I know. I know, right? And speaking of fuck, let me show y'all the teaser for the After Dark.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm not sure.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Coming soon.
Are you ready for After Dark in the basement? Only on WJBR Internet Radio.
That's going to require clearance. It's going to require clearance. Good Lord.
Yeah, yep.
That's what y'all doing. That's what you're doing over there. That's
yep.
How you're feeling.
That's what we're doing.
X-rated. Y'all going to have to put some disclaimers out there. That's what we're doing.
There will be some disclaimers. Yep.
What the Prince Nikki? And this one, I love the pressure. I just didn't want to admit it right off. just going to admit it right off. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are really doing shows.
What are you going to say, that Misty? I don't know.
Unpacking so much for these conversations. You use so many bad words. Do you?
Really? Well, you know, this... There's something to be said about a chain of bad words.
Well, it depends on how you use them in a sentence, because sometimes they close out a sentence like a period. Just is. I'm just thinking that man isn't Dominican. I can't with y'all. I cannot. I cannot.
Pop has
quit
a type.
Quit sending me text messages and chat while I'm online.
That is
quit
funny.
Text messages.
They send you text messages because you answer them.
No, not always. Just the ones, you know, not when you're sending me text messages, but you're watching the show. But you're not.
Ah,
you're not.
Okay.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Asking me questions like why are you doing that?
Mm.
Type the question in. It's fine. I ain't, you know, hey, you do what you do. Type the question in. Come on.
A professional Samuel L. Jackson in female form. Motherfucking. Is that what you mean? Aren't breasts wonderful? Yeah, I'm just saying. When was the last word y'all have just appreciated the love pillows? Yours. Oh, when was the last time?
Daily.
I sing love songs to mine, unashamed.
Okay. Oh.
All right.
Well, celebrating the work of art.
Speaking of work of art, black people are a work of art. I mean, when God made brown skin and made our features and gave us that rhythm and made our bodies and our strength and our resilience and our just who we are just amazing, God did a wonderful thing creating black people.
That's a fact.
And as we know here on this show, we celebrate black history and black people every day. However, howsoever, others this short-ass month who are looking specifically to find some information about us as a people, our culture, and to say, you know, they're celebrating our culture. Yes, and we come in so many different shades, varieties, flavors. We got flavor. Damn, black people.
Say that again.
So, in the spirit of our Black History Moment that we have every show, not only in February, basically, we probably shouldn't do it in February.
just to prove a point, but
I love that particular line, Miss DJ. That's one of my
brown
favorite
skin,
of the song.
You know I love your brown skin. Yeah, I can't tell what yours begins. I can't tell what mine begins. Yeah.
Woo hoo hoo hoo. That is a lyric for your ass right there.
That is the truth.
That's a writing fool, India Irie. Shout out to India Irie.
Shout out to India Irie. That's it. Our moment. Our black history moment, right? And keep it going. I was liking that, Rez. That was a nice beat. Okay, this gentleman here is Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Mm-hmm. He's the person who began, quote unquote, Negro History Week, the forerunner to Black History Month. Dr. Woodson was a noted historian, journalist, author, and the founder of the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. He's the one that came up with the idea of Black History Week, which then eventually became Black History Month. So let's make sure that Woodson gets the credit, because you know they try to whitewash it and say, we gave you a month. No, you ain't give us shit.
Shut your asses up.
You know, I just can't. And, this dude right here is Mr. Eric Holder. And on February 2nd of 2009, the United States Senate confirmed Eric Holder as the first African-American attorney general in the United States by a vote in the affirmative, of 75-21. Mm-hmm. Holder had been nominated by President Barack Obama on December 1st, 2008. He was formally installed on March 27, 2009. Eric Hempton Holder Jr. was born on January 21st, 1951 in the Bronx, Boogie Down, New York. After graduating from high school, he attended and graduated in 1973 from Columbia University with a BA degree in American history. He later graduated with his law degree from Columbia Law School in 1976 after working in the Justice Department and serving as a Superior Court judge in the District of Columbia. Holder was appointed President Bill Clinton in 1993 as the first African-American United States attorney for the District of Columbia. There's a lot more to be said about that man. I just wanted to give you a little brief something. Eric Holder and Dr. Woodson, you know, today we celebrate you.
Boom, 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 boom.
Apparently,
Sandra
has been kissed by the sun. Don't even get me started on India Irie.
Any particular thing you're doing special for Black History Month?
I'm going to stay black.
There we go. That's the most special thing we can
do. I'm going to try to survive, shit.
Right answer.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to survive. That's...
No. Say it loud.
Exactly.
I'm black and I'm proud. Everybody should go find one white friend or make a white friend and give them black facts every day. And then casually invite yourself over and test them on their black facts.
Dag, paid the cost to be the boss. My mom used to say that to me when I was a kid all the time. But why, Mom? Because I said so. I paid the cost to be the boss around here. That's what my mother used to say. Okay, all right. She paid the cost. I don't know how much. Well, how much does it cost? Don't say that. Don't ask that, because cause black eyes to not find out.
That's the Black Mama Handbook, page 19, section 2A.
Exactly. And, yeah, that's a good question, though, Rez. What is everybody doing to celebrate this month, if anything at all? My new favorite song, Thank God I'm Black, I Won't Take It Back. I'm proud to be back.
I'm black, y'all. I'm boogity black, y'all. I'm boogity boogity black, y'all. Yes,
she said, I am obnoxiously black in February.
Yes, obnoxiously black. Come on, somebody.
Yep.
Yep, yep, as you should be,
she
queen.
Said, just call me Sister Malcolm.
There we go. not Sister you. Betty, Sister Malcolm.
That's it. That's it. I feel you. I feel you.
Right.
I'm just trying to survive. I'm just trying to survive.
Oh, that sounds like an episode of Good Times. You're doing more than surviving.
Yep. Keeping my head above water. That's it. That's it.
Listen, well, you know, Mercury was out of retrograde. And it was, I believe, in Aquarius at that. So I don't know what that means for the shift, if you believe in those things. But I will say it's been an interesting year thus far. I know I, for one, it's only February, and I'm exhausted.
You know what?
I'm exhausted.
I hear you. I hear you.
I could literally go to bed for 2 days, and if I didn't have to wake up to pee, I wouldn't get out of bed.
We're back to pee.
Yeah.
Well,
is everybody's urine okay? Is everybody's urine light? If not, check your urine, you know, particularly around these times, because, you know, we're in the cold, flu, and COVID.
Stretching and surviving. Yes, honey.
Make sure your urine is very light. Please don't come back with no amber urine. That means you're dehydrated or you're dehydrating. Please stay hydrated. Yes, and always look back. Look to see what's happening when you get up. If your urine is too dark, please increase your water, because that's one of the things that's happening to a lot of people when they land, unfortunately. I know this why. It's just more useless information coming from Therese, but there are a lot of folks that are dehydrated in this camp.
That is not useless information. It's very, very important.
It is. You know, and sometimes I think we overlook that, the importance of light-colored urine. Please make sure your urine is light-colored. If it is not, increase your water. You do not want amber-colored urine. No bueno.
You're seasoning the wrong food. You want to call in and tell us about that, LaVon? Because more than a couple of lines. Check your urine and check
yourself. You know, it's not necessarily a discussion. It's just, you know, something to pay attention to.
She's like, I don't usually discuss my urine. Thank you very much. discuss
it. Just if you see it's amber, increase your water. Increase your water. Your kidneys are screaming, but increase your water. You don't want to be dehydrated in this season, particularly with these viral things running around that we don't know nothing about. Please.
You know, I've been thinking I need to go see the doctor. I don't know. I think I might even end up going tonight.
Well, that would be an emergency room.
Yeah, because when I close my eyes, I can't see at all. Nothing. I mean, complete darkness. Black. Not that black's a problem, but I can't see.
When you close your eyes.
I can't see anything.
Well, let's just say that emergency room bill will be one of a non-emergency. And that may keep you out of the emergency rooms. Mm-hmm. I average a gallon a day. Very good. Uh-huh. That's very important.
That brain doctor.
I was hoping it was a love doctor, but I guess you need a brain doctor. Yeah, you do.
A brain doctor. because I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I've been telling people for the longest time there's only 25 letters in the alphabet.
Aren't there 26?
Well,
in the alphabet, I forget now.
They're 25 because I don't know why. I don't know why. Get it?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. This will, wow. Okay.
Boom, boom.
Okay.
I'm on one tonight, y'all.
Well, what do you, you know, the weather is doing tricks. And so
when
many
I close
tricks.
My eyes, Coco, no, I can't.
Therese, no eye contact. You know, you guys, miss eye contact stuff. What does that mean, Misty? No eye contact. You saw Brady? Oh, you heard him. Okay. Yeah, he's a little... We had to put it on, put his... he used to be without the little... oh, he heard his name again. Here we go.
Yep.
His collar. Then we couldn't hear him in the backyard, so we put it on. He's a little guy. He gets into stuff, so... And he's been traveling quite a bit, so now every time he sees Mo packing, he thinks his bag is supposed to. You have to see him. He literally acts this out. He like runs over to her bag, and you know, and she's convinced that she understands everything he's saying. It's quite funny, and she'll have to sit down and she talks to him and reasons with him, and I'm like, this is interesting. She goes, okay, you're not going this time. So, and he'll look and jump up on her suitcase like mine too. He has his own little roller, and he's learned to travel on the planes, and he's usually between her legs or somewhere, you know, in his own seat sometimes. And she unzips the bag, and he pops his head out, and he just sits there. And normally he's a little feisty guy.
He's a good boy, a good flyer, huh?
He's a better flyer than I am. Who would have thought? Seriously, he really is.
Nice.
And she'll snap a picture every now and then of him just chilling. I think the hum of the plane keeps him relaxed.
Nice.
He doesn't need any CBD, none of that. He just handles his business. He gets off and he knows parts of Florida now because he's been there enough. He knows parts of Florida where he, you know, does his own little walk. He has a cousin when he lands. You know, he knows the yards of certain people that he's used to being. I mean, it's really interesting.
Nice.
Interesting. I explained to you. You explain things to your friend. Like she'll say to me, "All right, babe, see you later." And if we're in close proximity, you know, we embrace. She stops and gives him a conversation. And if she's talking to me on the way out the door, or whatever, she'll step back in and go, "Brady, I'll be right back, okay?" So, okay.
That's her baby. That's a baby. What you gonna do?
There's nothing I can do.
That's
not
it.
Not even if I try. I've attempted to do things and they just fail miserably.
Yep. It's over. That's it.
What do you say? What do you say to your fur babies? Yeah, my cats understand me. Okay. All
but
right.
You know what? I used to have a cat named Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
That
what
I taught.
Kind of cat?
I don't know like kinds of cats.
Alias Cactus?
He was just a cat, you know?
An Alias Cactus.
And when we got him, he wasn't quite weaned yet from his mom. So I used to feed him with a little doll bottle. And I think he grew up thinking that I was his mom. And I taught him how to play fetch. And, yeah, he played fetch, and he used to sing. My favorite song back then, you know that song from Sesame Street? Sing, sing our song, sing our
love. Happy. Yes, I knew that song in English
sing
and Spanish.
Strong. Yep, he used to sing that song.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't quite sound like that, but, you know, he sang. Mm-hmm. He was good. You know, so they understand. They have these... Mama has to go away and get the money for the cat food and stuff. I'll come back.
I swear, I always knew.
That is funny.
Shaggy the dog, Chevy Shays.
That is funny. That is funny. Mama has to go away and get the money for the cat, for the cat food and stuff.
I swear I'll come back.
That is so freaking hysterical. That is funny.
I'll come back. I swear. I always do.
You know, you're listening to WJBR Internet Radio in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Where they come back with the cat food and stuff. Cats with Genesis and Ganges.
Okay.
Oh, Genghis. Okay.
Genghis,
sorry.
Yes.
Sorry about that. Genghis as in Genghis Khan.
She said, when I come home, I'd be like, who you with? They'd be like, meow.
Instant party.
All right.
Is that my dog? Yes, that was my little fine feathered friend. No, my little man of the house. He knows how to lift curtains. He knows how to lift blinds. He knows when she's within maybe, I want to say, when she's about a few blocks away, he always runs to the window. They're definitely plugged in, those two. It's like, you know. When he was a little, when he was a handheld thing, she used to put him in her handbag. Like that her and Brave just have this thing. There's actually, she would actually carry him in her handbag. So they've been kind of on the road. He has everything but a stick and a little thing, a bag tied to the end of it. Boy, or sheepdog.
That's deep.
Animals have the natural ability to pick up on energy for sure. Yes, I know when I'm not feeling well, he's always there. And for some reason, he, I just don't like animals licking me. And he likes that. He likes to lick your hands and your feet.
That's how
and
he kisses.
Something about that just makes me go, ooh, ooh.
That's how they kiss.
Is that how they kiss?
They're showing
licking
love.
You?
Yes.
Yeah, I show love. I pick him up and I hug him, and when I give him love back, he freezes. Like, what are you doing? Put me down. Oh, gosh. Hilarious. Paisley yells at me when she's ready to go sleep later. Oh, wow. That's a cute name. Paisley, Genesis, and Genghis. And what was your cat dog's name, cat's name?
I had a cat named Sydney, but the last cat I had was Nathan or Nathaniel or something like that, but I didn't have him long. I was allergic to him, and I had a cat named Jamagai.
Name
Jamagai, a jet black cat that I named after Jasmine Guy. Then Jamagai. Actually, the way I came up with it, I saw her on some talk show, and she was saying that she was from the South, and somebody referred to her as Jamagai, so I named my cat Jamagai. I didn't sing his name, but her, was it? I don't know. I think it was a girl. I don't know. Whatever.
Y'all be careful. I know this is going
to
be
She said, Therese, that's what she meant by no eye contact. Whatever you did, just sent her to Therese, don't do that. I can't take it. I don't know what you did.
I, my eyes are half masked right now. Because, you know, I'm learning now that my eyes just disconnect from my body. So even if I'm still going, you could tell everything through my eyes. I am so sleepy. It's almost giddy. I'm trying not to giggle. That's how sleepy I am.
Exactly, Coco. That's what I named the Jamagai.
Jamagai.
Yep.
Interesting. Well, there's something that actually, and I don't know why, there's no connection between Jasmine Guy and Tisha Campbell that I'm aware of, except to say that, you know, she was involved in an incident that I think we
all
know, need to be super, super clear. Women particularly, but men as well. When y'all are calling, if you use the service Uber or Ride, Lyft, whichever ones you use, please make sure that when you, before you get in, I know sometimes we have a tendency to run and we kind of holler at the driver in the, you know, and then get in. But please be vigilant when you look at the driver, check the car out, the plates, you know, just kind of walk around the car. Say you want to get in from the other side or something, whatever you have to do, or just outright do it, you know. Just make sure, the bottom line is make sure that this is the ride that you asked for, because the human trafficking piece is real. And Tisha Campbell reported that she, well, reported, Tisha Campbell felt the need to share her experience, and as we should, you know, and particularly folks with platforms when they can be helpful.
Don't
forget. Right?
Yeah, let me play it.
Awesome.
See if I can pull it up right quick. Let me see. Now, where did y'all go? Hold up. I, you know, Pop, so he can call me Tammy too much.
Night, LaVon.
Good night, LaVon. Hot showered LaVon.
Oh, God. You know what?
Hot shower. She's going to take a nice hot shower before she starts dozing off.
That helps me sleep.
You know, that is true. That is true.
You get you some alkaline water. You boil a little bit of it, not too hot, right before it starts to do the little thing. You just want it warm. You take your mason jar. You cut you some slices of lemon. You throw some cinnamon sticks in there. You can even throw a little pinch of agave. It's not supposed to be sweet. You let that sit overnight. And in the morning, or put it in the refrigerator. In the morning, you wake up and you let that be the first thing you drink. You get the cinnamon properties. You definitely get that lemon property. You get that water. And it is some kind of good to go in the first thing.
Okay, y'all ready?
Yes.
Don't freak out, but I think I almost got snatched up. So they don't have Ubers where I'm filming, and I had to call a taxi. So I get this number, but the truck that the van that pulls up is real sketchy looking, but there's a guy in the back seat, right? So when he jumps out, the guy is just standing there. I thought he was getting dropped off, but he's just standing there. He goes, get in. And I go, what? He goes, get in. And I go, no. And then I look at the car, look inside the car, it's fucked up. The rubber is pulled up from the bottom. There's dirt everywhere. The back seat looks like it's snatched out for a fucking reason. And so the guy in the front seat, the driver goes, get in the car. And I go, well, I'm not getting in the car. And the guy in the back is like kind of mushing his body towards me to get in the car. And the guy says, well, then get in the front seat then. I said, I'm not getting in that fucking car. Fuck y'all. Fuck out of here, right? I asked the lady at the front desk. I said, yo, who's the guy that gave me this number? And she was like, why would he give you this number? Yo, this trafficking shit is real, but they got me fucked up. They got me fucked up. Because I ain't Gina, bitch.
Let me tell you something. All of her New York was out in that very moment. All of her New York was out in that very moment. But it is what it is. You know, be hyper-vigilant when you're jumping in these. Hey, Auntie Melba. Yay. Happy Black History Month to you, too. You just must make sure that you pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, getting in and out of these Ubers, taxis, all kinds of stuff, particularly in some of these remote areas where you know you have to call them. And, you know, in her case, she was working and wanted just to get back. Please remain vigilant, because we just want to make sure everybody stays safe, you know. Double check those rides, you know.
Exactly. And you know, we have to educate the young people about what's out there, the dangers that lurk, sex trafficking, and the old people, well, and the old people, and the adults.
Yes.
But I'm speaking specifically about younger people, because younger people tend to not believe that anything bad can happen to them. You know, but yes, everybody, please look out, be careful. you know. And, you know, I got to go back to this. You can't just, like...
Just can't act like the legend ain't in the building,
you
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how... You know, look, let me just show you something, Auntie Melba, okay? I keep you right here, okay? You are right here next to me, always. And if you all don't have this CD, y'all need to get it. I don't know if you can see it. Can you see it well?
Yep, sure can.
Yeah.
Giving you face.
That's right. Beautiful face. Now, the other thing is that we have to continue to support our living legends.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, that's right. You're always here, Auntie Melba.
You thought this was a game, Auntie Melba?
You with me all the time. You, inspiration, you and this little one here. These two stay with me all the time.
You know what's funny? And you know, and I say this, and folks don't, you know, folks don't believe it till they actually see it. But I say this all the time. There's certain music that will always get me through. You know, talking about put you in a good mood.
Yes.
One of my all time, and I know you may have one, so I'm going to ask you next. One of my, and I know that she has done an amazing catalog of new stuff as well that is smashing, quite frankly, too. And still on the dance floor, you go. Mm-hmm. One of my all-time Melba Moore favorites is that doggone Pick Me Up, I'll Dance.
I knew you was going to say that.
That is my, and forever be. That's in rotation. You know, you have on your iPod the top 25 songs, that little category that comes up.
Yep.
I'm all up in those ad-libs and everything. I'm all up in those ad-libs. I'm just going to say.
Now, she mentions that McFadden and Whitehead produced Pick Me Up, I'll Dance, right?
Of course they did.
Now, listen to this song that Gene McFadden's son, Dominique, produced for Auntie Melba. I love this one, too. This one is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. What we had is just a memory. Yeah. So inseparable we used to be. Rain just falling down on my parade. You gave up on me. Why was you afraid?
Wait.
Fender.
We need this new song now.
It feels like it may we may have to have Auntie Melba come through again because this
absolutely.
New music thing dropping and you know, I'm sorry. Taiwan needs to know she drops the music.
You know what I'm saying?
And what's going on?
Exactly. Oh my goodness. I get so excited. I love her. She's such a sweet spirit, such a good energy and just a nice human being.
We gonna have to call Cousin Ron and get Auntie Melba back up here.
Yes.
Talking about this new single she got going on, So
exactly.
In Love.
And you know what? I'm going to have a talk with that young man, because I did say whenever she comes through with anything, he's got to send it to me. So we're going to have, you know, a come to Jesus moment where I say, sir.
Have we checked on Auntie Melba lately? Like, we got to check on our strong friends. What's happening?
Yes. It dropped already. Well, you know what? We're going to need you to come through.
It didn't drop here.
Yeah, so we gotta drop it here.
Taiwan is waiting for this music.
Yes.
Oh, hurrah.
Our second largest community of listeners on our podcast in Taiwan. So I don't know whether or not they're listening to the new joint in Taiwan, but we want to make sure that they hear it. So we need a copy so that we can play it on our podcast, so that everybody can hear it. And Lilo Thomas, we absolutely freaking fracking love Lilo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will extend another invitation to Mr. Thomas because you just mentioned his name. See, you see how that works?
Absolutely.
If Auntie Melba says it, it's done.
And thank you, Miss Matthews. I sure will. And Oya. Yes, partial to Aquarians. That I didn't know.
Interesting.
Miss Matthews, we were asking about you earlier.
Yes.
We were talking about
numerology and 2222.
Yeah, 2222. Time traveler, Lilo Thomas, Harlem in the '80s. Drop.
Oh my
Top
God! Heat please.
Still all the memories. Yeah. Lilo Thomas was a friend of mine used to love him.
Remember the day you said.
I went number one through UK with So In Love. Okay.
See, we late then. We're late.
I'm going to create a disco night.
Oh, that'd be hot.
I think that's what's going to have to happen. I just think that's just going to have to happen. Why? Because I can.
See, but you play Pick Me Up, I'll Dance all night long. I don't know if I could dance that much.
Listen, when you hear that come on after a good mix or two, that just like, there's nothing like a properly EQ'd system where you can hear every instrument crystal clear that they're playing.
Yeah, that's nice.
It just goes through you like, ugh.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, we're gonna have to make that happen.
Make it happen. Make it do what it do. Disco night.
Yes.
You know?
And you know, back in the day where they actually played from YouTube, So In Love.
Let's see if I can pull it up.
You
keep chatting, Rezzy.
Let me do
my magic trick.
All right, happy fingers dance in there. Please tell Mo to give Oya, what's that say? Please tell Mo to give Oya, what's that? Hold on. Okay, please tell Mo to try to give Oya something today before midnight. Can feed her outside of the cemetery. 9 pennies, clean the pennies, and an eggplant. Chocolate red wine. Do not return home the same way she went. It's vital that Aquarius do not ignore Oya today. Okay, I'll pass the message along. I don't know too many red wine, chocolate, pennies. Okay, pennies.
Over the
pennies.
Weekend, Tisha Camba took...
Oh, God, how'd that happen? That's not what I did. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, I think I found it. Found the song. Are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Too Much.
Donna Summer, yes, me too. What's there not to love about Donna Summer?
Yeah. How about that?
I can dance all night from the isolated instruments. It's to heat the isolated and collective. Okay. I don't think I read that right, or I may not understand.
I can dance all night from all the isolated instruments. It's good to heat the isolated and collect. I'm not sure what that means. Coco, you're going to have to give us that one more game. And,
what?
And,
if it means, like, you know, back in the day, the bass, you know, a popular bass instrument that had a really good rich sound, Fender, the company Fender used to make some really legendary basses. And they and they would make the strings for them as well. So all of the thumpers that were worth their salt had these Fender bass, or, you know, customized bass, but that was like the prototype in a sense. And they had such a familiar, nostalgic, unforgettable warmth they brought to the sound. So if you've ever heard some, like, really, really good bass players, ooh, particularly like traditional band players, like, because, you know, it sucks that I think Earth, Wind & Fire is playing as we speak, and I'm not in the audience. As we speak, they're in Jersey, and I'm not in that audience. We're all still here. Set up the interview with Ron. It's Black History Month. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. So let me play this song and honor your requests. All requests are open right now, and especially this one. Not all requests, only Auntie Melba requests. I guess I'm being biased. Okay. So in love, Melba Moore. On WJBR Internet Radio.
The whisper of your name melts every tear away. I look into your eyes, my precious light, the morning rain. With you I'm calm, with you I'm safe, with you there's no other place I'll ever be. I never thought that love would feel this way. I will never get away. I'm gonna shout it from the mountain and say, every day, and everywhere, I'm in love.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That is nice. That is so nice. That is
beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
That's amazing.
And how does Khaled say it? And another one.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go buy that one.
Sure.
I can't wait for anybody to send that to me. I have to go buy it. I have to. And that's the other thing, party people. Please support. And support means buy.
Taiwan, that's Melba, M-E-L-B-A, Moore, the legend. If you don't know, now you know. Please go cop that.
That was dope. That was dope. Hey, Seiji.
Here's something that I'm happy about but sad to announce at the same time. And I say sad because it just provokes those feelings. Four individuals were arrested in linking them to the death of Michael K. Williams. Mm-hmm. Four individuals that were, you have a very unique situation here. Prayerfully, no one else will be harmed by whatever they're soliciting on the street. Rest well, Mike. Rest well.
Four people were arrested.
Well, it's public information now. So what I will say is that there were, there's literally no place you can probably go in the city of New York where there aren't cameras or some other kind of, it's just heavy surveillance, Everybody's got a ring. Everybody's got a security camera. And in some cases, businesses are required to have them, and they have them in multi areas. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some hidden, some not so hidden. So apparently in a street transaction for the narcotic was captured. A hand-to-hand was allegedly captured. And and the four individuals that were apprehended they found out who they were and arrested them because they were.
Was it laced stuff? Was it? It was intentionally laced.
It was. Yeah, they were selling it on the street.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I will keep that in front.
Well, hopefully nobody else has to suffer. Also, just to put this out here real quick, because we are at the wind down, but we should be paying attention to the fact that there are bomb threats at just about every historically black university and college right now. There have been bomb threats. Actually, was it starting February 1st, which was yesterday? It was like, it's Black History Month, right? And so these fools have been setting off bomb threats. And so the kids, the young people are not going to school, and everybody's afraid, and, for good reason. People have been threatening to shoot up the schools. But let's keep our young people lifted. Let's keep our young people in prayer. And let's keep our seniors lifted and in prayer. And if you know a black senior, ask them a question about when they were younger. Let's do that for Black History Month. How about we learn our history individually, as our family tree, or find out about somebody else. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Share a little of your own.
Right, and share a little bit of your own. Yes, there were a couple of threats 2 weeks ago, and they heated up yesterday. And so this has become a big thing. So I wanted to put that out there. And, you know, one thing's for sure, one thing that I always like to stress and what I like to say and what I believe to be the truth is that our ancestors, and I'm talking to every black human being or anyone with African lineage whose family members were enslaved. Only the strong could survive what our ancestors survived. There was no weak. You couldn't be weak. You couldn't be dumb. You couldn't be stupid. You couldn't be less than to survive what our ancestors survived. I don't think I could do it. We come from the strongest of the strong. A lot of people didn't make it on that voyage. Some people jumped overboard. Some people died of disease. Some people were murdered. Some people, there was just so much terrible things going on that those ships couldn't mentally survive it. We are the descendants of the strongest that Africa had to offer. And that's what I offer you. We are worthy. We are so much more. We are so great that they have continued to do everything they could. Anything they can imagine to make us not believe in ourselves, to break our spirits. Still here. And every day, every breath is a possibility, is potential. And that's what I want to leave you with for today. That's my Black History moment.
And a very good one indeed, Silky.
Well, thank you, Therese. So, Therese, for you, I need you to get some rest.
I am going to do what?
Night, night. Get some rest, sweetheart. And for all of y'all, you know, stay worthy. Let people know. Live in your blackness. Be proud. Just do it. See y'all
right
Saturday.
Right on.
Love, peace, and soul.
Peace.
Hi, everybody. You're in the basement with Javon and Therese. Could never more.
Basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our offices, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some cologne. Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan. on. I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just gonna keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.